What I'd like to discuss today with you is the question of Shvichas Shirayim, which is the extra blood left in the Mizrach after the Zrika, and that has to be poured on the Yesod HaMizbeach. And the question is, how important is that? For example, is there a Havavina that Shvichas Dama Yesod is ma'ake v'sakapora, that is absolutely critical? We usually assume that with the fourth matan damim, after you've completed the zrikas adam, the kapora has been achieved, the korban is kosher, and if you want to have a mitzvah, fine, let's have a mitzvah of shvichas shirayim, but it's not a critical part of the korban. But perhaps that's not so simple. So let's open up to daf nun aleph amud aleph. And you'll see a Gemara which is about two-thirds down on the daf. And the Gemara quotes psukim in the Chumash, in Vayikra, that require shvichas dam al yisod. Now, just by way of background, the first pasuk that the Gemara is going to quote, there are going to be three psukim, is in Vayikra Dalid Pasuk Zayin. And that's the case of what's called Par Kohen Moshiach, which is a case of a Kohen Gadol, who violated a certain Isur B'Shogeg, and he has to bring a special Par. And the Torah says, V'es kol dam ha-par yishpoch el yisod mizbach ha-ola. And when the Torah says yisod mizbach ha-ola, we're not talking about the Mizbeach itself, we're talking about the yisod ha-mizbeach. And we're talking about the yisod of the Mizbach HaOla. The Mizbach HaOla is the same as the Mizbeach HaChitzoni. And the Gemara darshins, V'lo yisod Mizbach HaPnimi. So we did not do the Shvichas Domim on the Mizbach HaZov. And it seems that the Gemara has some sort of a Havamina here, that maybe you would have to do the Shvichas Domim on the Mizbeach HaZov, on the Yisod Mizbeach HaZov. That's a problem. But let's go on and just get the flow of the sugi first. Now we have another pasuk, which is also in Vayikra Dalet, but much later on in the perek, and it says, with regard to what's called Par Helim Dovashal Tzibur, Veskol Adam Yishpoch El Yisod Mizbeach HaOla. Almost an identical pasuk, but here we're talking about the Par Helim Dovashal Tzibur. And why did the Torah have to emphasize the Shvichas Damim, meaning the Shirayim, on the Yesod Mizbach HaOla? We already have a Hekesh between Par Helim Dovashal Tzibur and Kohen Moshiach. And the Gemara answers, Ein lo Yesod Lepnimi Atzmo, that the Yesod HaMizbeach is only on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, but not on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Then we get to the third pasuk. This is the most important for our purposes today. And that is the Parsha of Sa'ir Nasi, also in Perek Dalet of Vayikra. And there the Torah says, Ves tomo yishpoch el yisod Mizbeach HaOla. And the Torah again reiterates what we already know, that there has to be a Shvichas Domim on the Yisod of Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaChitzoni. And this is clear to us, because if in Par Kohen Moshiach and in Par Helim Dovid Shal Tzibur, we've already determined that even though the Dam itself is to be applied to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, meaning in the Heichal, nevertheless the Shirayim have to be poured onto the Yesod Mizbeach HaChitzon, then how much more so in the case of Sar Nasi, where the Dam itself is, the Zrikas Adam is on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, certainly the Shirayim have to be poured on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, meaning if in the case where the Zrikas Dam is on the inner Mizbeach, yet the Shvichas Domim, meaning the Shirayim, has to be outside in the Mizbeach HaChitzon, how much more so in the case of a Karbon, like the case of Chatas Nasi, where the Zrikas Adam itself is on the Mizbeach HaOla, certainly the Shvichas Yesod of Shirayim is on the Mizbeach HaOla. So the Gemara says, Tein Yesod le Mizbeach Shal Ola. This means that what the Torah wants to tell us is that all karbanos require shfichas shirayim on the Yisod HaMizbeach. All karbanos. Now the Braisa continues and quotes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. This is going to be our subject for today. Om Rabbi Shmuel, this din that the Matan Domim of the Ola. Okay, oh, I'm sorry, we skipped one point here and I apologize for that. The Braisa clarifies this last drasha that all karbanos require Shfichas Domim on the Yisod Mizbeach HaOlah, Mizbeach HaChitzon, and the Braisa asks, well, how do I know for sure that that's being derived, that's being taught here by this extra pasuk El Yisod Mizbeach HaOlah? Let me be argumentative about it. Oh, Eino, perhaps this pasuk is telling me She El Shem Mizbacha Shel Olah Yehe Yisod. In other words, we're going back now to the original Zrikas Hadam, the Dam of a Karban Ola, which is on the Mizbeach itself. And the question is, we have something called Shtayim Shein Arba. Have you ever heard of that before, Shtayim Shein Arba?
No.
So let's just quickly summarize what Shtayim Shein Arba is. There are four chronos on the Mizbeach, right? Four corners. And we only require, according to this Man D'Yomar, a minimum of two zrikos. But that's a little bit odd, because if you have two zrikos on two corners, then you're excluding the other corners. And the Torah seems to assume and strongly recommend that we need a zrikas adam on all four chronos on the Mizbeach. So the answer is that you could do Shtayim Shein Arba. You could actually do only two zrikos on two chronos, on two corners of the Mizbeach, and yet you'll cover all four tzadim, all four sides of the Mizbeach. How so? So what you do is you take two corners diagonally up, opposite each other, and the dam flows down on two sides, and then you cover all four sides. Now, which are the two corners that we're going to isolate for the purpose of the Matan Shtayim, which again is called Shtayim Shein Arba? And we're talking about a Karban Olah. So the answer is that we need what's called Keren Tzvonis Mizrachis and Keren Dromis Maravis. So we need the southwestern corner and the northeastern corner. We do not do a Matan Domim on the corner which is called Dromis Mizrachis, which is the southeastern corner, which would again, if we were going diagonally, would take us to the northwestern corner. Why don't we do that? Because on the Dromis Mizrachis, on the southeastern side of the Mizbech, there is no Yisod. And that's going to be a sugya later on, a daf nun dalid, three blot from here. It means that the yisod doesn't go all around the mizbeach, but rather it leaves un-yisoded the dromis mizrachis. And the Gemara is going to have a whole sugya why that was so. It has to do with Shevet Yehuda and Shevet Binyamin. That's a whole different issue. Oh, so now the Gemara is playing the devil's advocate. Maybe this extra pasuk El Yisod Mizbach HaOlah is referring not to Shvichas Damim, meaning the Shirayim, but rather to the Zrikas Adam. And it's telling you that you have to place the Matan Damim on the Mizbeach Keneged HaYisod, which means on the sides where there is a Yisod, which we mentioned before is called Dromis Maravis and Tzvonis Mizrachis, Lafuke to exclude Dromis Mizrachis, where there is no Yisod. That's not where you want to be Zorik the Dam. So there are two answers to that question. One is Rabbi Shmuel's and one is Rabbi Akiva. And they both seem to be saying the identical thing, and the Gemara is going to work hard to try to see what's the difference between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. I'm Rabbi Shmuel. this din that the matan dovim shel ola, again the original zrikos betchila, they have to be on the chronos keneged ha-yisod, meaning on those corners of the mizbech that have a yisod on the bottom, as opposed to the kevin dromis mizrachis, that I can derive from a kal v'chomer. There's no need for a pasuk for that. And what is my kal v'chomer? Mashirayim, in the case of shirayim, we're going to need yisod, and shirayim relative to the zrikas adam is secondary. Ein amachaper, meaning that the shirayim is not something that's critical for the korban. The kapora is dependent upon the zrikas damim. And nevertheless, even though shirayim is on a lower level, to unim yisod. The Torah says that you have to pour the shirayim onto the yisod. Is that how much more so, says Rabbi Yishmael, tchilas matan domim, the beginning, the original, in the Sina Saddam, in the case of an Ola, Shemach HaPeres, which clinches the carbon, and a kapora is dependent upon that Zrika Saddam, ain't no din, how much more so, Shetu'una Yisod, that it would require what we call Nesina Kenegeda Yisod, meaning you choose those chronos below which there's a Yisod, as opposed to Karen, Dromis Mizrachis, where there is no Yisod. Rabbi Akiva says almost the exact thing, word for word, that this din that Matan Dovim Shel Ola needs Kronos Keneged HaYisod is also derived, as Rabbi Shmuel mentioned before, from a Kal V'chomer, and there's no din, there's no need for a special drash al Yisod Mizbach Ola to teach me this din. Uma Shirayim, in the case of Shirayim, okay, let's talk about a Korban Chatos. Shirayim and a Korban Chatos, Eino Mechaprim. Now here's where Rabbi Akiva adds a few words. He says, "V'ein boim lekapara." Those words were not in Rabbi Shmuel's mouth; they were only in Rabbi Akiva's mouth. But the basic thrust of what Rabbi Akiva is saying seems to be identical with that which Rabbi Yishmael said, namely, that in the case of shirayim, which is not critical to the karbon, it doesn't generate the kapara. Nevertheless, to unim yisod, the shvichas shirayim has to be on the yisod of mizbeach. Is tchila biola the original matan domim in the case of an ola, which requires zrika on the mizbeach, shimechaperes, and that is absolutely critical. The baal lekapara, again that extra phrase baal lekapara, is eino din, how much more so kal v'chomer shetu'uni yisod, it certainly needs yisod. And therefore, in Cain, why did the Torah have to say matam lomel yisod mizbach ha'ola tein yisod lemizbach shel ola, to teach you that all the korbanos require a shvichas shirayim on the outside mizbeach, the mizbeach hachitzon, on the yisod ha'mizbeach. Now at this point I want to fast forward to Daf Nun Beis, because now the Gemara is going to try to analyze the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. So let's see if we can find the place over here. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Yishmael, this is let's see, from the top of the base, Amar Aleph. You want to go down, see how many lines is it? I would say six lines. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 lines down. Om Rabbi Yishmael. So now the Gemara is going to repeat exactly what we saw on the previous Amud, on Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Om Rabbi Yishmael. The din that Matan Domin Shel Ola must be Keneged HaYisod does not need a pasuk. Why? Kal v'chomer could derive from Shiorei Chatos. Shiorei Chatos require Yisod, even though they're not mechaprim. How much more so the zrikas adam, which is critical to the kapara, would require yisod. Again, when we say yisod, we mean al gabe yisod or kenegeda yisod, because the zrikas on the top of the mizbeach, not on the yisod. And on Rabbi Akiva repeats the same kal v'chomer, and he just adds these words, v'ein boim lechaper, when he describes the case of shvicha shirayim. In the case of a chatos, he says, not only is it ain't a machaprim, but it's ain't a boyim lekapara. Okay. And that's going to allow us to take this pasuk of El Yisod Mizbach Ola as an extra superfluous pasuk and derive from it Tein Yisod Mizbach Ola, that all korbanos need Shvichas Shirayim on the Yisod Mizbach Ola. So now the Gemara asks the question, my Beinayu, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel are repeating the same story. Why does the Braisa quote them? There must be some difference between them. Amarav Adamar Ava Shirayim Ma'akvim Ika Beinayu. Mar Sovar Rabbi Shmuel holds Shirayim Ma'akvim. Umar Sovar and Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that Shirayim lo ma'akvi. So on this Rabbos side, we're going to have a lot to talk about. This is what I really wanted to get to for today. According to Rav Ado bar Ava, Rabbi Yishmael holds that Shirayim is ma'akvim. If you take this literally, and we're going to have to see about this, then it means that if the Shirayim got lost, again, everything was set into place, we finished with all the Zrikas Adam al Gabim Mizbeach, but the Shirayim got lost, then the carbon is not Mechaper, the carbon is Posel. That's a Pella. I mean, we never heard that Shirayim is critical to the carbon itself. We've always assumed that Shirayim is a very nice mitzvah, it's a cherry on top, it's a luxury item, a very nice mitzvah, but it's not Ma'akev. Is Rav Ado bar Ava therefore telling me that at least according to Rabbi Shmuel, if the Shirayim are lost, the carbon is posel? Umar Sam Rabbi Akiva holds that lo ma'akvi. And now we can understand why did Rabbi Akiva, when he repeated the same Kal v'chomer of Rabbi Shmuel, he added three words, v'enom boim l'kapora. And the word kaparia means that it's not ma'akiv, the kaparas ha-carbon. He's now, Rabbi Akiva is now talking, he's addressing himself to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, you felt that Shirayim is ma'akiv. That's not so. Shirayim is not ma'akiv. And even if there was no shvicha Shirayim, the carbon is mechaper. And it means the matan domim is critical. Once the matan domim was achieved, then we don't need Shirayim at all. So we'll get back to this question of Rabbi Shmuel, the way Rav Ado bar Ava seems to assume in Rabbi Shmuel in just a minute. But first I wanted to read another few lines of the Gemara. Rav Papa Amar, De Kulei Alma, even Rabbi Shmuel would agree, Shirayim Ein Ma'akvim. Okay, so that makes me a little more comfortable, at least according to Rav Papa, there's no one who would say that if the Shirayim are lost, and he never was Shofek the Shirayim, that the carbon is possible. V'hacha, but the machlokas here between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael is on an entirely different topic, and that's called b'mitzui chatos ha'of, whether it's ma'akiv or not, komiflgi, they're arguing mar sovar ma'akiv, mar sovar lo ma'akiv. So we have a unique case of chatos ha'of. You remember that in chatos ha'of there's no shechita, but rather what? Malika, right? Let's not forget that. And after the Malika is done, then the Kohen holds on to the oaf, and somehow he squeezes the oaf in such a way that the dam from the Tzavara oaf goes shooting off onto the Mizbeach. That's called Mitzui Bechatos Oaf. He calls it in Hebrew Schitas Doma Al Mizbeach. By holding on to the oaf, the Kohen is able to squeeze the dam onto the Mizbeach. Now, Chatos Oaf is a carbon chatos, obviously, and it comes min a oaf, and it's not coming for chet like every other chatos is, that the Mechayev is chet, that would be a chatos behema. But in certain very specific cases, like for example, a mechusar kaporo, zav, zava, mitzora, and others, they will require chatos ha'of in order to complete their tara process. And here the avoda of the chatos ha'of is number one, malika, then hazah u'mitzui, and the machlokas tanon that we're facing now in Rav Papa's frame of reference is whether mitzui is ma'akev. And he writes here that avodas olas ha'of is malika and mitzui bilvad. So with regard to an olas ha'of, there's no question in anybody's mind that mitzui is absolutely critical, because there's nothing else to get the dam on the mizbeach after malika except for mitzui. But what's unique about the case of olas ha'of, I'm sorry, about chatos ha'of, is that Chatos Of has a three-pronged process. It's not just Malika and Mitzui, but in between Malika and Mitzui, there's something called Hazah. And perhaps the Hazah is enough to clinch the Kaparas HaKarbon, and the Karbon is Kosher, and you don't need Mitzui. So that's going to be the Machlokas here between Rabbi Yishmael. Marsov, Rabbi Yishmael holds that Mitzui Chatos Ma'akev. And if he didn't do Mitzui, the Karbon is Posel. And that's why he said about Shirayim that it's not mechaper, meaning it's not critical, but as far as Mitzui is concerned, that would be critical. Marsav Rabbi Kiva on the other hand holds Mitzui Chatos of Loma Akev. And therefore he adds the words Einom Boim LeKapor. That means even without Mitzui, the Chatos of is mechaper. So according to Apopo, when Rabbi Akiva added the words Ein Mechaper V'Ein Boim Lechaper, he meant to say, number one, that Shirayim is not Mechaper, and that's something that Rabbi Yishmael would agree to. In other words, Nesina Shirayim, Shvicha Shirayim on the Yisod of Mizbech is not critical. But now he adds something else. He wants to add V'Ein Boim Lechaper, referring to Mitzui Chatos Ha'Of. Rabbi Yishmael omitted the words Ein Boim Lechaper because he holds that there is such a thing as an ikuv here, and that's the case of Mitzui Bechatas Ha'ov. And by the way, Mitzui Bechatas Ha'ov is a little bit similar or reminiscent of Shvicha Shirayim, because again, the Hazah that took place before the Mitzui would be enough in the case of Chatas Ha'ov to generate the Kaparas HaKarbon. Comes Rabbi Yishmael and he says, no, we need Mitzui, even though Shvicha Shirayim is not Ma'akev. And that's what he says, Einam Achaprim. But nevertheless, when it comes to Mitzui Adam, that's a critical part of the Kapara. Now we want to go backwards and we study Rav Ada Bar Rava. What does Rav Ada Bar Rava mean when he says, Rav Pop rejects this, that according to Rabbi Yishmael, Shirayim Ma'akvim. So I have a long presentation here in the Masifta. It's called Tess, Os Tess. Maybe we'll get a chance to photocopy it. I'll just summarize it for you. And he says that there are three different views on how to interpret this line of Rav Ada Bar Rava that Shirayim Ma'akvim. According to one view, without Shvichas Domim, the carbon is possible. And he quotes a number of Achronim who accept this view, and primarily they build themselves up on Rashi, Diva Maskil Shirayim, who writes, Shema'akve Shirayim Lahazos. And it sounds like Ma'akve, according to Rashi, means that the carbon is not considered a carbon that was subject to Hazah if there was no Shvicha Shirayim. That's number one. Now what I want to get back to in just a minute is, according to Rashi, when he says Shirayim Ma'akvim, literally, the carbon is possible without the Shvicha Shirayim, does he mean even in the case of Chatas Chitzona? Or is he only talking about Chatas Pnimis, like the Karbanos, the Parvesor, Shal Yom HaKippur? And that's what we're going to discuss. But first I want to mention two other opinions that he summarizes here. He has an achron called the Taras HaKodesh, and he writes that if there was no Shvicha Shirayim, then according to Rabbi Yishmael, Nifsal HaBosar V'Haimurim, the carbon itself apparently is kosher. Only the psul is only chal vis-a-vis the Bosar and the Imurim. So as far as whether or not the Bala Karbon would have to replace the carbon, the answer is no. He doesn't have to replace the carbon. It's true that the Basar is not edible and the Imurim the same, but the carbon itself is kosher, not like Rashi and the Achronim who interpreted Rashi. Then we get to the third view, and that view is that Lekuli Alma HaKarbon Eino Nifsal without Shvicha Shirayim, Elo de la sover shirayim ma'akvim chayv lashir shirayim amanas l'shokfan kidin evarim v'imurim shayna ma'akvim l'sakor m'al v'chov v'gmura shiu kayom. The third opinion is to identify the same status of Shirayim as that of Haktoras Emurim. If the Emurim were never burnt on the Mizbeach, is the Korban Kosher?
Yeah.
Yes. Elo what? The Torah requires you in the process of Havas HaKorban to make sure that they're Emurim and they have to be placed on the Mizbeach. That's the mitzvah. The same thing applies, according to Rabbi Yishmael, in the case of Shirayim. Don't exhaust all the dam for the sake of Zrika. Leave some dam over, just like in the case of Emurim, you have to leave some of the Emurim for the purpose of Haktorah. So too, in the case of dam, Rabbi Yishmael requires that you deliberately make sure to guarantee that there are Shirayim, so that you can be Mekayim this mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim. But never was there any din of psul here in the case where there was no shvichas shirayim. Now he has here a fourth view. He says kuli alma, everybody agrees that he must leave over shirayim, that's the mitzvah. But if you hold shirayim ha'akvim, if he left over some of the dam and there was no shvichas adam, then the ma'akiv achilas habasar. So it's a little bit different than what we said in the second view. The second view was that the absence of shvichas shirayim passes the basar and the murim. He's saying no, that although you have to make sure that you have shirayim, but that shirayim ma'akiv means that if he has the dam, then that's ma'akiv the achilas habasar. But if the dam is lost, that's not ma'akiv achilas habasar. Whereas the second view that we had in the name of the Taras HaKodesh was that in the absence of Shvicha Shirayim, let's say the Shirayim got lost, then the basar and the Emurim would be possible. Okay, now what we want to look at is the Os Lamed Gimel, which you'll find here in the Nefesh Tova at the bottom of Tuf Samach Aleph. Okay then? Now in the black gold print, he quotes the sugya as we studied it, and the two interpretations of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, one by Rav Ada Bar Ava, the other by Rav Papa. And if you move over to Tuf Samach Beis, he's going to make a big deal about Rashi. Rashi says, Dil Rabbi Shmuel, Kaporahu Delo Mechapre, Aval Ikuva Me'akve. Even though the mechaper of the korban is the zrikas adam, but nevertheless the shvichas dam shel shirayim is ikuve ma'akve. So in a sense, you would structure it according to Rashi in the following way: the zrikas adam on the mizbeach is mechaper, but that's all conditional. We have to wait to see what he's going to do with this mitzvah called Shvicha Shirayim, and if he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim, then the korban is possible. Rabbi Akiva, do Moshe, if he adds the words V'ein Boim Lechapara, Ashmeina, he wants to teach us She'ein Matan Domim Shel Matonos Toli Bohem D'lo Ma'akvilu Shirayim Lazos, that the Matan Domim is not going to be suspended. You know, is it kosher? Is it Mechaper? Is it not? Then let's wait to see what he does with the Shirayim. That's what Rabbi Shmuel had. No. Rabbi Akiva says, Ein Matan Domim Shal Matonos Toli Bahem. The Matan Domim of the Chatos, of the Matonos itself, is not dependent at all upon Shvicha Shirayim. So Rashi seems to interpret in Rabbi Shmuel that the Mechaper, which is the Zrikas Adam, is suspended in midair. It's not an automatic absolute kapara, it's not immediate, it depends on what's going to happen later on. Will there be Shvichas Shirayim on the Keren HaYisod? Rabbi Akiva says no. Ein boin l'chapara, he wants to teach us that the Matan Domim is in itself is enough to generate a kaparas HaKarbon, and Shirayim is not ma'akim the Karbon. Oh, that's Rashi. Vihine. He says the following. Now I'm going to need your help here. Let's see if we get through it. He has a Yerushalmi, so we'll try to figure out the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Darshi Kra Dechatas Nasi, this we saw on Omid Beis and on Dafnun Aleph. In the Parsha of Chatas Nasi, there was a special pasuk, a superfluous pasuk, that taught me Shvichas Shirayim al Yisod for all karbanos. And again, what's the case of Chatas Nasi? This is not like the case of Par Moshiach or the other karbanos of Yom HaKippur, which are Chatos Pnimios. This is the case of Chatos Chitzono. And now, according to Rashi, we have a pella of a chidush here, because this pasuk of Chatas Nasi becomes the source for the universal requirement of Shvichas Shirayim on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, on the Yisod Mizbeach HaChitzon, and we're talking about a Chatas Chitzono. And this is the paradigm for all karbanos. So the premise here is that all karbanos dumya the chatos nasi, which is a chatos chitzona. And therefore, mavur b'divrei Rashi, if we are careful about understanding Rashi, the Rabbi Yishmael summoned the shiori chatos chitzonos miakvim, that the shvichas shirayim is absolutely critical as far as the karban is concerned, the kashrus karban, even in a case of chatos chitzona. You see, let's just try to understand. In the case of a chatos pnimis, where is the dam nizrak? In the mizbeach hazov, I mean in the heichal. Now, in a sense, again, I'm going to just use this figuratively, don't take me seriously, but the mizbeach hachitzon has been completely denied, has been completely cut out of this avoda. So the answer is no. The shvichas davim on the yisod of mizbeach hachitzon.
Being done in parallel or
to walk back out.
In other words, the completion of the Zrikas Adam requires that I introduce the Mizbeach HaChitzon. You started with the Mizbeach HaPnimi, mm-hmm. You did all the Zrikos, whatever you needed, four matanos on the four corners of the Mizbeach, wonderful. But don't think that you can insult the Mizbeach HaChitzon, then leave it out entirely. That's where Shvichas Domim comes in. And that has to relate to and be done on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. In that sense, I can begin to understand why the Shvichas Dam becomes, in a sense, the completion, the Hashlama, of the process of Matan Domin. Because now we have to introduce the Mizbeach HaChitzon into the picture. But if you're talking about a Chatos Chitzona, or for that matter, all other Korbanos that are brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, so the Matan Domin is on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Mizbeach can't yell out and scream, hey, me on my chopped liver, you let me out. We already did the Zrikas Adam on that Mizbeach. And the Adam is going to sort of flow down into the Yisod. So even though you didn't do a Shirayim business, I would have said that's not Ma'ak. It comes along Rashi in interpreting Rabbi Shmuel, according to Ravada Marava, again, there's a whole string here, that if you didn't do the Shvichas Dam of the Shirayim on the Yisod of Mizbeach, then the Matan Domin on top of the Mizbeach is not going to be Mechaper. Which means that, as a universal rule, Shvichas Dam Shirayim on the Yisod is the completion of the Zrika that took place on top. There's something that takes place on top of the Mizbeach and something on the bottom of the Mizbeach. And that's true for all Karbonos. And the proof of it is because the entire source from which we derive the mitzvah Shvichas Shirayim al Keren HaYisod is Karban Nasi. And Karban Nasi, as a matter of fact, happens to be a Chatos Chitzona. So if you're going to tell me Ma'akve, you can't limit it to the Chatos Pnimis, because the derivation of the Shvichas Shirayim al Yisod in all Karbanos is in fact the case of Sar Nasi. And Sar Nasi is a Chatos Chitzono. The Chaynir Mahad Pirush Rashi Rapov, the Kuli Alma Shirayim Lo Ma'akvi Bechatos, and Rashi has the word Afilu Pnimios. Mashma, that until now, the Machlokis is even on Chitzonios. Omnom, that's all Rashi. Here I would press the return button. Now we get to Shitas HaTosus. Tosus on Daf Lametes Omen Aleph. Dibar Maskel Hamani quotes Machlokas Rishonim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a Tana by the name of Rab Nechemya who holds, at least according to one man, the Omar, the Shirayim Hachitzonim Ma'akvim. So that's Rabbeinu Tam. In this case, which is a very rare case, the Einikel agrees with the Zeda, and Rabbeinu Tam agrees with Rashi, because you know that Rabbeinu Tam was the son of Rashi's daughter. But in this case, Rashi, the Zeda, and Rabbeinu Tam, the Einikel, are on the same page, and they both agree that if you hold Shirayim Ma'akvim, it applies to Chatas Chitzona as well. And Tosis offers a second shita. Hikshu all of Tosil, Yitochi the Ikal about the Yom Shirayim Chitzonim Ma'akvim. He brings a number of proofs. And this we can go back to, he says to Oslam and Beis, that's on the previous page. Maybe we'll get a chance to fit that in. But many, many proofs to the effect that there's no one who could possibly argue that Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akim on a Chatos Chitzonah. And therefore, Tosis assumes that all that Rabbi Shmuel is saying here, and for that matter, Rabbi Nechemya, that Shirayim is Ma'akvim, that's only with regard to Chatos Pnimis. Mashma Misugyan, it's difficult to understand Tosis because our Sugya seems to imply that according to Rabbi Shmuel, Shiore, meaning Shirayim, Shvicha Shirayim and Echatas Chitzona is Ma'akev, because again, Rabbi Shmuel is basing this on the pasuk by Sarnasi, and Sarnasi itself is Echatas Chitzona. So Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam seem to have the upper hand, although again, Tosis himself quotes many proofs that in the case of Echatas Chitzona, Shvicha Sadam, Shiori Adam is not Ma'akev. So here's where the Rosh Yeshiva introduces a Yerushalmi. So Rav Osa, are you up to this? Are you going to help me out here? The Yerushalmi in Masechta Yuma, in the fifth perek, brings the machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, but interprets it in a different way. And perhaps this could be the source for Shitas HaTosvis, that there's no one, not even Rabbi Shmuel, who would maintain that Shirayim Hachitzonim is Ma'akev. So we're going to go through parts of the Yerushalmi, not all of the Yerushalmi. Tani, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Alei Rabbi Akiva, and the Gemara in the Yerushalmi analyzes the dialogue here between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Mandi Amar Ein Mechaprim, which means that it's not critical. Ein mechaprim b'shar yemos hashana hob yom kippurim mechaprim. According to Rabbi Yishmael, who says that there is a critical element and requirement of shvichas da, shirayim of dam al yisod, that's only with regard to yom kippurim. Now keep in mind, in Yom HaKippurim we're talking about Chatos Pnimios. Mandi Omar Ein Mechaprim. This is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. V'einom Re'uyim Lechaper, which means they're not critical. Ein Mechaprim Lo B'Shar Yemos HaShonim Lo B'Yom HaKippurim. So Rabbi Akiva holds that even with regard to a Chatos Pnimis, Shirayim is only a, what should we call it, an icing on the cake, but it's not critical. Ma'anan kayomin, which I think means, what do we hold, so to speak? Im le-mitzvah, mitzvah litein al yisod. We definitely agree that la'alocha, there's a mitzvah of shirayim al yisod. Elim eno inyan le-mitzvah, tnehu inyan li'ikuv. Now, I'm not sure exactly what the Gemara means at the end here in the Yerushalmi. Maybe the Gemara at this point is defending the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that we know already that there's a mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim al Yisod. The extra pasuk is coming to teach me that's Likuva. Ad kan l'shona Yerushalmi. Oh. So what's critical now is that according to the Yerushalmi, the whole machlok between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is only with regard to, I'm sorry, let me say that again. According to Yerushalmi, there is no machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva regarding Shiori Chatos HaChitzonios. El Pligi, the entire machlokes is on Yom HaKippurim. Is Shiori Chatos HaPnimius Mechapri? Is it critical to have the Shvichas Dam Al Yisodim is bare for a Chatos Pnimius, like that of Yom Kippur? Do Rabbi Shmuel Svili the Mechaprim, i.e., they're critical? And Rabbi Akiva thinks that Afshirah and Pnimium ain't a ma'akvim, they're not critical. V'lachein Ovid Kal V'chomer Af Mihod Di Ein Re'uyim L'chaper V'ayinu Di Ein Mechaper B'shumoko. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva makes the following Kal V'chomer: if they're not Mechaper on Yom Kippur, if they're not Mechaper, meaning they're not ma'akim on Yom Kippurim, how much more so they're not going to be ma'akim on any other carbon the whole year round? Meaning those two words, those two terms are synonymous, mechaprim and ma'akvim. So it comes out, Rabosai, that if Rashi here in the Bavli maintains that according to Rabbi Yishmael, the requirement, the critical requirement of Shvichas Shirayim applies to Chatos Chitzona, and in brackets I would add that's derived from Sar Nasi, the Yishalmi rejects such a possibility. In other words, Yerushalmi doesn't reject it. Yerushalmi was never a Havamina. You know, the way that Yerushalmi presented Rabbi Shmuel was addressing Yom HaKippurim, and he wanted to know whether or not the Shvichas Shirayim is Ma'akve, insofar as the Chatos of Yom HaKippurim is a Chatos Pnimis. But it never crossed anybody's mind, according to Yerushalmi, that in a Chatos Chitzona, Shvichas Domim, Al Yisodim Mizbeach would be Ma'akim, would be critical to the Kaparas HaKorban. So the whole machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, according to Yerushalmi, boils down to the case of Chatos Pnimis. Ulefis Efshad that Tosfis, Yivaru Machlokas, Rabbi Yishmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Ke HaYerushalmi. Now we have a source to shall I say, defend the sheet of Tosfos, and the whole machlokas now is only on Chatos Pnimios, but not Chitzonios, against Rashi. But Tzarech Lomar, as far as Rashi is concerned, Svirle Kepirish Rabbeinu Tam, that's a funny kind of phrase, he holds like his anacle, the equal of Mandiyom de Ma'akve, even in Chatos Chitzona. And that's a real radical chiddush. The Hine Liel Hikshenu Aldas Hatosis Bisugyan Amay Noktu Didavka L'Rabbi Akiva Shirayim Ein Mechaprim V'lo Karina Be Lechaper Bakodesh. Why is that Rabbi Akiva's unique shita? Because even Rabbi Shmuel agrees that Shirayim are not Mechaprim, meaning they're not Ma'akvin in most cases, right, with the exception of Chatos Pnimis. Meaning, when the Gemara said that according to Rabbi Akiva, Shirayim ein mechaprim v'lo karina be'lechaper b'kodesh, that pasuk lechaper b'kodesh is written in the context of Yom Kippur in Parshas Achrimos, referring to a chatas pnimis. And here the Gemara could only get Rabbi Akiva's statement. You know, Rabbi Akiva's being interviewed here in under the microphone. He says, no, the Shirayim is not Ma'akiv. Because on that very case of Achatos Pnimis, Rabbi Yishmael would say that it is Ma'akiv. The Lashitas Atosis Nechleku Le'inyan Kapar Shirayim Apnimim, the Mechaprim Ma'akvim, Hayuhaf. Rabbi Akiva Svile Di Ein Mechaprim, which means that the Shvichas Domim on the Yisod, the Shirayim on the Yisod, is not Ma'akiv in the Karbon. Omnom, he says, Labir Zetzarch Iyun Amai Toli Terutzom Biplugta the Shirayim Hapnimim Kevan the Kushyosam Oysa Hech Yachnis Dam Hachitzonim Lifnim. So what is the problem here that the Rosh Hashiva raises at the end? Here's where I need your help. Let's read it one more time. He says, Tzarchim, Amai Tolui Tirutzam Beplugta Dishiraima Pnimim came into Kushasim Hoysa Heich Yachnis Dam Hakitzonim Lifnim.
It seemed like it'd be the opposite. We're taking the blood from Bifnim and then taking Bechutz.
That's exactly what we're doing. We're taking the leftover vestige dam from the Pnimi, from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, where the Zrikos took place, and we're pouring it over the Mizbeach HaChitzon.
Right, but here he's saying Gachniz dam HaChitzonim Lifnim. It seems like the opposite direction. The last few words of this. That's confusing to him.
It seems like there's a possibly a printing problem here.
You think it might be a mistake? I don't know. For this,
it seems like it because we didn't have anything going in that direction.
Let's take a minute and turn back to Simon Lamed Beis. That's on Tov Samach. You have that? I don't know if you photocopied both pages or only one. I guess Don couldn't make it today, I guess. I don't know, I didn't get a message. Maybe it's... Yeah. You have Tov Samach, which is Os Lamed Beis.
I didn't print that one.
No problem. I'll follow up.
Okay.
So he says the following. V'im Tomar Ha'omer Abiyakiva L'kamon D'chol Domim Shehichnis Lifnim Psulim. So if you keep your finger on this and turn back to those last few words that you pointed out, Ben, on our page, Tov Samach Beis, he says, Kushosim Hoysa Heich Yachnis Dam HaChitzonim Lifnim. In other words, how is it possible that we take the Dam HaChitzonim inside when Rabbi Akiva says later that Kol Adom Sheichnis Lifnim Psulim? Let's see if we can get a grasp of this posis here. Dibroi Legavoi. This is on the beginning of Nun Beis Amud Aleph. We actually skipped those words. So let's see what he says over here. The Brisa says, El Yisod Mizbach HaOla. And he says the following. This is on the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Beis, moving over to the top of Nun Beis Amud Aleph. He says, Disakadak Kirchsiv, if it would entertain, it would cross your mind to interpret the pasuk as it says it. And it's coming to teach us the din of Sarnasi. Is Hani, these words of El Yisod Mizbach HaOla Lomali, what are they teaching me? Shirayim, it's teaching me that you have to pour the Shirayim Adam of the Sarnasi on the Yisod Mizbach HaChitzon. That's a poshuted din. Why would I need to teach this? Ha broi ovid lehu. In the case of a soyer nasi, even the matan domin was done bachutz. So why did the Torah have to say that the shvichas domin has to be done on the sod mizbach ha'ola bachutz? Certainly he's not going to take the shirayim from the Mizbeach HaChitzon and bring it inside into the Mizbeach HaPnimi Shebeheichal, even in Chatas Pnimius, where we do the Zrikas Adam in the Heichal, we take the Shirayim out to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, how much more so in the case of Sarnasi, where we start the Nesinas Adam on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Shirayim is certainly going to be on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Oh, V'chitema di Afich Meipach. Maybe the Torah had to tell me that the Shirayim have to be poured in the case of a Chatas Chitzon, like Seir Nasi on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, because I might have thought that everything should go the other way around. And Apich Mepach Hafuchos hein hachatos zu mizu. We're now on the top of the base of an olive. Debroi legavoi, the gavoi lebroi. It's like a toss up, you know. There are two people standing and they're throwing a ball back and forth. The chitzonius and the pnimius are going back and forth. The chitzonius require matan dama on the mizbech hachitzon, but the shvichas dama would require that you bring it into the mizbech hapnimi. And the chatas pnimios, where the matan dama is on the mizbech hapnimi, then you should pour the shirayim on the mizbech hachitzon. So the pasuk in Sardnasi has to tell me that shirayim adam must be poured on the mizbech hachitzoni, the mizbech haola, because otherwise we would have thought that you bring the dam, the shiur adam, into the mizbech hapnimi, into the heichal. The only problem with that is a technical problem. We've already established that there is no yisod to the mizbech hapnimi. So what would be the havmin of taking the dam chitzon into the heichal and pouring it on the yisod hamizbech? Mizbeach Hazov, there is no Yisod there.
Not only is there no Yisod, it seems to be an Yisod now from the Chitzonim.
Oh, so that's what Tosin is going to ask, I think. V'im Tomar, Ha'om Rabbi Akiva L'kamon, Pei Alpha, Mibbeis, the Chol Domim, Sheikhlis, Bifnim, Psulim, that he can't bring Dam into the Heichal. V'yishlom et Shirayim Ein Mechaprim L'Rabbi Akiva, V'lo Karidabu L'chaprim Bakodesh. In what situation does the Torah enjoin you from bringing dam into the mizbeach, into the heichal? That's only the dam that's critical to the kashrus hakarbon. But now we're talking about after zrika on the mizbeach hachitzoni, you're left with shiori adam. That's not derived from this pasuk that prohibits you, according to Rabbi Akiva, from bringing the dam inside into the mizbeach hapnimi. I'm just going to take a look for a second in the back just to see if I missed up on anything.
The Yerush Tosfot?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, sometimes I think it's kedai to buy this just for that. Although Rav Kahana really wanted to complete that task.
Mei Menuchot?
Yeah, Mei Menuchot.
How far do you get with that?
I don't know. Not sure. I know one Masechta that's Bava Kama, is dedicated in memory of my brother. That's called the Mei Menuchot. But anyway, on Daf Nun Beis, he says the following. The Gemara says that if not for the pasuk of Yisod Mizbech HaOlah, I would have thought that maybe the Shirayim of the Pnimim are poured onto the Mizbech HaChitzon, but the Shirayim of the Chitzonim are poured on the Mizbech HaPnimim. V'im Tomar V'Amar Rabbi Akiva L'Kamon D'Chol Adomim Shehichnis B'Domim L'Fnim Psulim. In other words, only the dam that is critical is you're not allowed to bring it into the heichal, and if you do so, it passes the dam. The lo karina b'hu v'chol chatas shayuvas domel chaper b'kodesh haynu de b'kra hamalami shachatas shenichnas domel lefnim psula k'sim sham lechaper b'kodesh. Unfortunately, he doesn't tell you where to find this. V'haynu di ein nifsal rakim nichnas adam hamachaper lechaper b'kodesh. That's when there's a psul by bringing it inside. Avlam hith nisu es hashirayim lifnim einam nifsolim kevin shein hashirayim lechaper. Now again, we're talking about a chatas chitzonah, and Tosis is talking about Rabbi Akiva. At this point, I would submit that Tosis is holding like Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, that in a chatas chitzonah, according to Rabbi Shmuel at least, there is a status of a kapara. Yeah, but again, that's going to be problematic, because then how does this Havamina pan out according to Rabbi Shmuel? Because we get back to Tosis Kasha, that the Karmans will be puzzled if you bring the Dam inside. So wait a minute, tell me, but it's only Shirayim, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, Shirayim is Ma'akvim Mechatas according to Rashi Mabintam. So I'm a little bit confused about that. Hikshah Grid, okay, this is his Rebbe, who has the same name as my Rebbe, their first cousin. Hare Darsh Hashas Kra Tirsiv Besar Nasi V'Allah Maksha Dilma Tzok Lishpok Sitrayim Bifnim Gain Amai Hitra Tosu The Efshal Lomakein Dafka The Rebbe Akiva The Chal Adon Mashiach Nislifnim Sulim Halo Nechleku Rebbe Akiva V'Chachamim Ela B'Shar Zvachim Chutz Michatas Abachatas Modu Kuli Amashim Nisa Bifnim Psula The Kra Ksiv Bechatas V'Sar Nasi Chatasi Kalim Kuli Amashim Nifsal Adam Why is Tosu say this Akash on Rabbi Kiva? Even Rabbi Shmuel would have to agree that the dam, when it goes inside, would become posel, because Lo Nefku Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Vechachamim Ela Beshar Zvachim Chutz Michatos. I'm not sure if I trust myself to understand what that means. V'shar zvachim chutz michatos. But I get the impression here, and I'm going to have to check this out. Maybe you could check it out for me, that the Chibur Bakodesh is written by chatos.
A regular chatos.
I think a regular chatos. A regular chatos yachid, I think. Again, I don't have the pasuk in front of me, and I'm sorry about that, but he says, let's see if it becomes clear as we go along. He says, "B'chidushei Reb Ari Leib Malin Hiksha came because of the Svila that tells the Shiraim Shel Chatos Ein Aleim Shem Chatos Kevon She'ein Mechaprim Lahochi L'Chachamim the Svila the Ein Dam Shel Kol Zvachim Nifsal." Because it doesn't have a shame chatos. If you're holding that this whole din of knisos leheichal passels the carbon that's only by chatos, because apparently that's where the potzim v'chipa b'kodesh appears, so then we have no issue here with bringing the dam inside the heichal, because shirayim shel chatos ein aleim shem chatos. Oh, but rak Rabbi Akiva this via the chol asvachim nifsal b'knisasam. Rabbi Akiva took the chibur b'kodesh and he expanded it to include all karbonos. In kein lo garu shirayim chatos midam kol asvachim. Now, how does Rabbi Leib Malin know that Shiori Chatos do not have a Shem Chatos Aleh?
That's only according to Rabbi Kiva.
He says according to Rabbi Shmuel and basically everyone but Rabbi Akiva.
Right.
So he says you have to go back to Sugya Daf Lamed Ches to Sholosh Matoris Achronish Bechatos Bolos Liacha Misa. So in other words, if during his lifetime they only did one matana, then they'll do the other three matanas after his death. The ain shem chatos gemura al adam lifts on mishum chatos shemesu balel. We have a psul called chatos shemesu balel. It would not apply to the remaining three matanos because there's no shem chatos anymore. And why is there no shem chatos? Because the karbon and its kapor was clinched with the first matana. Hare, the lo chashiva chatas gemuravim kenu adin liyim psul dam shenichnas. So wow, we have now two nafkaminas to the case of shirayim in dam chatas. When we establish that there's no shem chatas, number one, it means that you can be Zorik that dam liach hamisa, and we don't apply the principle chatos hameso shemesu balim. And number two, that if you bring him inside the heichal, it wouldn't create and generate a psul in the karmel. Lefiza tzarch lomar the lav dafke shirayim shenichlusu tluim beplutas Rabbi Akiva v'chachamim elagam. Oh, so now we're basically equating the last three matanos with Shirayim. In all these cases, there's no shame chatos. The afflabai the salkadak with toastal over in the chapar by kodesh, we come go lav shame chatos kmura layu, the enem if son beknisosam el Rabbi Akiva. So here's where Rabbi Akiva denies this lomdus, this new definition, that if it's not mechaper, meaning if it's not critical, it's not a chatos. Rabbi Akiva denies that, and therefore if you take the chatos, the dam chatos, into the heichal, then it's going to be possible. And that same din is going to apply to Sholosh Matanos, which means that if the Bailim die, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're not going to be able to be zorik those Sholosh Matanos. The Ayin Shom Barashi, Shapir to Sholosh Matanos Achronos, lo nifsol, nifsol b'knisos, mishuv to ksiv l'chap b'kodesh, b'roi l'kapora kosu b'daber. And probably the same din would apply to the Achar Mises HaBailim. Now, on the top of the next page, he writes, I'm seeing things that really are amazing here. You know, that just like in the Chatos HaPrimis, you need to take the Dam, the Shirayim, out to the Mizbech HaChitzon, so too in Chatos Chitzonos, you're going to have to bring the Shirayim Adam into the Heichal and pour it on, I don't know where exactly, the Gemara is nowhere, but somewhere on the Yisod Mizbech HaPrimi. And this is not a problem of passing the karma midin dam shenichnas bifnim, because it doesn't have a shame dam after the matonis were already achieved.
Meaning there's a qualification. Blood that cannot come from outside to inside unless certain criteria are met. Once those criteria are met, then it couldn't be brought in. It could be brought in.
Right.
It's not a blanket statement.
Right.
But isn't it only according to Rabbi Shmuel?
Right. Yeah, the impression I get is that's only going to Rabbi Shmuel.
What I found very perplexing is saying that makaprim and ma'akvim are synonymous. I found that perplexing.
I mean, why does Gemara use those two terms?
I mean, why? But not only that, but the terms are synonymous.
Why does Gemara use those two terms as if they're not synonymous, and now we're saying they are synonymous?
Yeah, that's...
If they're interchangeable, so why does Gemara use those two words?
Yeah. I found that confusing.
Let me just try, I mean, again, we're going to stop soon, but one more, or half a paragraph, we'll see what we... He says at Tosfos Liel on Chavav Amar Shmuel, that if you had an Asina Bachutz, which would mean in a Chatas Chitzono, V'nosan Bifnim, so he took the Dam from a Chatas Chitzono and he was Zorikit Bifnim, that should possibly carbon, right? Is Moda Shmuel the Zrika Shalomim Koma Lav Kimakoma Damya Shere Nifsalu Bibiyasan? Aha. Normally Shmuel holds that if you do Zrika in the wrong place, the carbon is kosher. And all of his Mizbeach, all of the Mizbeach is Mechape. It's one entity. So all you need is that the Dam hit the Mizbeach, the Elyon Lamala, the Lamata, and the whole business. But here, there's another reason why Shmuel would agree that in the case of Zrika Shalom Koma, the carbon is possible, and that's because he had no right to bring the dam inside. And again, now we're talking about dam that's ma'ake. Hiksha agrees, so this Rav has a problem with this. I don't have any problem with it, but let's see what his problem is. He says, "Hamishkachas le'delo mifsal dam be'havoli ol mo'ik shenichna shalom k'der bia." Which would mean what? That if the dam is not nifsal, then lechora the zrika would be kshera. You hear this, Rabbi Osai? This is again a quiz question. I wake you up in the middle of the night. Tell me a case or a scenario in which a chatos chitzono could be kshera when the zrikas dam was on the mizbeach hapnim, and you'll tell me, Berzon, you're crazy. How can you even entertain such a possibility? We know in Kodshim everything Everything exists, right? So the answer is, if you took the dam of the Chatas Chitzona backwards into the Heichal, and we hold that Bia Me'achora Lav Shmein Bia, it's a Bia Shalok Kedark, it's not a usual way of taking something in, so it wouldn't passel the dam. Now we're going to introduce Shmuel. Shmuel holds in Zrika Shalom Koma, Kibim Koma Domi, which means not only in two different places on the same Mizbeach, but even in two different Mizbechos. So why does Tosfos say that Shmuel would definitely be Moda, that Zrika Shalom Koma, Kibim Koma Domi, in the case where he took the dam Chitzon and brought it inside? That's not necessarily true. Tosfos is saying, well, the dam became possible the very moment he took it inside. Maybe yes, maybe no, but if Shalokadev Bia is not considered a Bia, and therefore it's not Asher Yuva, and therefore the whole din of passeling the dam because it was brought inside doesn't apply, then now we're going to apply the principle of Shmuel that Zrika Shalokim Koma Kim Koma Dami. Ubiya agrees. The Kavanah Satos the Svarahu, the Amra Torah, the Dam Karbanis Chitzonim, Haniklas Lifnim Nifsal, Lo Shaykh Shate Azrika Machaperis Midin Shalom Kom Kimkoma, the Dam Shadino Liposel, Beknisoso, Ain Royal Kaparas Hechal. Wow. Brisker Rav wants to say the five Pshat and Tosis. That you look at the Dam, ask yourself about this Dam. Is this Dam set to be mechaper in a case of chitzona by doing a zrika in the pnimi? And the answer is no. Why? Because the moment you take the dam in, it's going to be possible. However, it's not a din that befall, in actuality, it's going to be possible. You can do somersaults in the air and set up a situation where the dam won't be mifsal, but the dam is not set from its get-go, you know, l'chatchila, to achieve a kapara on the Mizbech HaPnimi for a Chatas HaChitzona, because when you bring it in, it's going to be possible, even though you can stand on your head and come up with a Bia Shalom Kedarka, you know, you go backwards, and therefore the Dam is not Nifsal. So that's what Tosfos means. So why is Shmuel Modev in the case of making this mistake about which Mizbech Yizorik, the Dam Shmuel is also all of a sudden he's moda that Zrika Shalomim Koma Lav Shmei Zrika, is because the dam itself is not nitan lekaparas hachitzona in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Even though, again, you could come up with a scenario where it is, but the Iker has had to define the dam. So let's see it inside. He says, Kavanas HaTosef Dasvarahi Shim Amra Torah Didam Karbanas Chitzonis Nichnas Lefnim Nifsal. The Torah says, if you took that dam and you brought it inside, it's possible. Is then this dam is mufka from a zrika mechaperes, and that's going to be shalokim, right? And it's mufka from Shmuel's principle of lokim kukoma. The dam shedino liposel the knisa. In other words, when I look at the dam, I say that dam is going to come possible when you take it inside. Again, there may be ways of getting it inside without violating the loyavo isur. Is eno roy lekapar behechal af im derech mikra, meaning in some way that he's, you know, he did acrobatics in the air. Nifna shalok derech bia velo nifsal.
So to borrow terms,
this is a real briskish single term. Yeah,
to borrow terms, so. It's dam she'eno omed l'kapara.
Exactly, beautiful. Well, very well said. It's not dam omed l'kapara because that dam, if you bring it inside, is going to become possible. And therefore, Shmuel would agree that this dam, as it's defined as a chitzona, is not a dam that you can say makoma shel adam includes even the Mizbeach HaPnimi. How are you going to get into the Mizbeach HaPnimi? Oh, you're an Ibuchachim. You figured out a way of getting it into the Mizbeach HaPnimi. No, the Dam itself is not Dam that Makoma Shel Adam could be. In other words, when we look at the different parts of the same Mizbeach, you know, Lamala, Lamata, then Shmuel says, well, the Dam could be Mechaper anywhere. But to say that the Dam is going to be Mechaper in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that you can't say because the Psul of Knisa Saddam Bifnim.
Amazing.
That's Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is a halacha here. I mean, is that an expectation?
You mean as far as what? As far as bringing the dam inside the heichal and passing the korban?
Well, let's say, like we said now, I think you said that, if I remember correctly, that the Tosfot seemed to pass to following Rabbi Akiva's shita as he was explaining Rabbi Shimon.
Well, that you have to go through inside, you know. Yeah, I don't have time to do that now.
This has become complex on a very high level, because it's three Tosfot, three Tosfot, a Yerushalmi, and at least two Rashi's. Maybe three. We need a Rosh Hashiva shiur on it.
Yeah, we have to invite Rabbi Katz to give us a story.
I bet you, if we ask really nicely.
Yeah. I'm trying to get in.
He's a pretty busy gentleman.
I'm trying to get in Thursday night.
Maybe coincidentally, he's got some people who learn Daf Yomi with.